Good day, I'm Julius White with your WEAA News. Another day of near record-breaking heat is expected. Forecasters say today will be in the mid-90s. However, the humidity will make it feel more uncomfortable. Tomorrow is expected to be near 100, though it could feel like it's around 105 degrees. The National Weather Service says heat advisories may be needed. Baltimore Health Commissioner Dr. Lena Nguyen offers some tips for you to stay safe during the hot weather.
Make sure that you stay hydrated. Don't drink alcohol, but drink water and other fluids to stay hydrated. Stay indoors when possible in air-conditioned spaces. When possible, limit your time outside. And very importantly, do not leave your kids or your pets inside a contained space like a car. The car heats up many degrees faster than the outside air. And every year we have rescued pets and children, and I've actually seen kids and pets die as well. So never leave your kids and pets inside a car.
And Dr. Nguyen says you should avoid standing water because it breeds mosquitoes. Meanwhile, police say there are no outward signs of trauma on the body of a man found dead in East Baltimore. Police are now awaiting toxicology reports on the 48-year-old man whose name has not been released pending notification of relatives. His body was found Monday morning in a shopping cart in an alley off North Kenwood Avenue. City detectives are investigating the death because of suspicious circumstances surrounding the case. Crews are making repairs to a broken water main in northwest Baltimore. The Department of Public Works says the break in the 16-inch line happened in the 4700 block of Greenspring Avenue near the Kipp Academy. The gushing water caused the closure of the road. Well, the cladding on Baltimore's Marriott Hotel may be made of the same material that's partly to blame for accelerating a deadly apartment building fire in London. According to the Baltimore Sun, Marriott and the city are trying to determine if Rainobond PE was used. But the contractor no longer has project records, the architect doesn't have information on hand, and the city housing department does not have records on the building material. A Marriott spokesman says the company is working with experts to make sure the hotel in Harbor East is safe. Baltimore County Executive Kevin Kamenetz will honor the immigrant father of an Army captain who was killed in Iraq in 2004. During this afternoon's rally, billed as a call for unity, Kamenetz says he'll issue a special citation to honor Khazir Khan for speaking out for the rights of immigrant communities. Khan is an immigrant from Pakistan who gained national attention when he criticized presidential candidate Donald Trump at the Democratic National Convention last summer.
Have you even read the United States Constitution? I will gladly lend you my copy.
Today's rally is scheduled for 5 p.m. at Towson's Patriot Plaza. I'm Julius White on your source for cool jazz and more, WEAA 88.9 FM, the voice of the community.